Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
There's a story in The Citizen. Who hasn't poor? I need it for this. There's a story in The Citizen. And they're speaking about regulating ilobolo.
Oh, great.
Right? Now, the thing about that is that it brings to light a discussion that I've always had. It is an uncomfortable one, but it must be had. The issue of dating in different classes. So first of all, people don't like to speak about the issue of class because they don't want to be labeled as classist. But when you ignore that, you're like somebody who says, I don't see race. Race does exist. Now, how you perceive race and how you act based on race, that's the nub of the issue, right? When you date in different classes, it creates a source of risk for the relationship. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying it shouldn't be done, but you must go into it knowing, Uguti, this is the risk that I'm taking. Just like if you date somebody of a different racial group, actually. Because what will happen is, again, there's just certain things. Relationships are difficult enough as it is without you having to deal with interracial issues, different people in the family feeling this way, other people in the family feeling that way. And then one of you has to be the interface. So one of you needs to explain to the other why we're doing this, if not both of you. But usually what will happen is the black people understand white culture, so they don't need that explanation. But for example, any other race may need an explanation into black culture as why things are being done. You see? Now, back to the issue of ilobolo. Ilobolo, if you're dating in a different class, because class goes hand in hand with, obviously, resources, money, etc., and so on. When it's time to go and lobola somebody, the one family may see the other family as a get-rich-quick scheme.
100%.
And that's the beginning of the problem, because ilobolo is really to build relations between the families.
Unify.
That's what it's for, this thing. Mm-hmm. We need to meet, we discuss, we debate, we go back and forth. It's supposed to be a very pleasurable experience. Now, let me tell you, when it's two families that are well off, that's not a problem. Likewise, when it's two families actually that are middle class, not a problem. As long as you're in the same class, it's not a problem.
That's so true.
The problem comes when the classes differ. And it's an honest discussion you must have. Mpo, I want to start with you.
Yeah.
Utsin.
What about the classes?
Yes.
I actually do agree with you. And the saddest thing about it, I always, and this is my experience, not just in my own personal experience, but in Jay overall, the woman generally holds the cards when it comes to lobola. And the reason I say that is because you're supposed to sit down with your person and say, when we're going through this process, what is your ultimate deadline? This is the line that we're not supposed to cross as a family. Then you go back to your family and you say, guys, Tina, the most we can do is 50 rand. Mm. If you go beyond 50 rand, I will say kumshato because now you are unikutuzumuntuami type vibe. So generally, when things go out of hand, it's because the woman, first and foremost, did not go back to her family and say, this is where we cut off. This is where, if you go beyond that, aike.
In some families, though, and I'm not saying it's right, but in some families, they don't allow women to get involved in indaba zabantu abadala.
No.
That's why uncles come there.
Not during the process. You need to have had this conversation with your parents, because your parents then will go and speak to abakhongi angisho. So that process starts long before that. So from the moment they bring the letter to say, this is what needs to be happening, you have already spoken to your parents, who then take that message to abakhongi to say, this is where we sit, this is what needs to happen.
Now, are we not, I'll say we, speaking from a position of privilege, because we come from nuclear families, there are people that don't have parents, or maybe just the mom.
Yeah.
And the mom relies on the uncles to make those decisions.
True.
So she's not empowered to make that decision herself. And now, again, you obviously can't go to your uncles. You can just speak to your mom. Sure.
The uncles nowadays are quite understanding. It's not a gotcha moment when you're going to go through lobola. It's here really to unify the two families. So even uncles of today, if you didn't have parents, you find that uncle will be the first person to ask you, what can he afford? Because for them, they're already happy that somebody has sent a letter. They want to marry you. So it's no longer like back in the days where it will be gotcha, we're going to save this amount of money, and if they don't have it, there's no wedding. No. So mostly everything is pre-planned nowadays. I think it's rare where you'd find a family coming in and indicating that this is an amount they have and then they're sent back. So it's always pre-planned, and we do have the power as women because we go back to our families and tell them what our spouses can or cannot afford.
But again, I think it still goes back to Caesar's point. I think it depends on the classes, though.
How
because
so?
We are able to have that conversation when you're marrying somebody who's within your class or even above. But when you are marrying below, that conversation becomes a little different, because then it could be a gotcha moment. As much as the woman can come back and say, my person can afford 50 rand, umalume somewhere can say, ay, simbonilo, hamba ngani ngani ngani.
Do you
get what I mean?
And it's very short-sighted, because even if, let's say, the ladies from a lesser class, you're still now marrying into a higher class, and the family will benefit somehow, because there's always a thing of black tax, and also you've broken now a cycle of that everybody in the family is within this class. The kids that will come from that marriage, which are still part of both families, are now of a higher class. So it's very short-sighted to see it as a get-rich-quick scheme. And what would happen before cows were introduced? Families would trade, or they would give whatever they can, whether it's a farming implement, the pot that the mom really loves, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the other family would see it as, wow, you've given us your best pot, etc. And that's a show of love. And I think if we go back to those principles, would be in a very good place. And also, some ladies need to stop seeing it as a almost trophy to say, I got lobola for 80K.
Yes.
It's not a value on you.
It
and that's why some ladies will sit with their man, talk, but go back to their families and say, no, go here, will pay. He's
Bump
got it.
Cheese.
Okay, now that you brought that up, and I know we're running late, I've got to then bring up this point. What about the men? Now, if you guys are in your final. Because sometimes you get men, like a dad, who say, hey, I spend so much money on my daughter. She's this well-educated, yada, yada. Gega, I muzonji.
Muzawafuazan.
Right?
Gosh.
Because that happens too.
Yep.
I think I understand, in inverted commas, a father who sees no potential within the person that you're trying to be with and wants to protect you as a father.
Yeah.
I get that.
I mean, some women are paying for their own lobola.
But at the same time, let your children make their own mistakes in life. How else are they supposed to grow?
Give us a shout and let us know what your thoughts are.
Autiami, Mbeine, Mbeidi, Tigina, you Kalati, and I might time I let you in. I'm frustrated and I'm still waiting for stable time or something like that, whereby he can be able to like say, I'm here to pay off the lobola for Gumdani and all that. Whereby the time I like on, he's not even bothered by lobola. And I for now, you love my daughter. Yes. Does my daughter love you? Yes. Get married, guys.
Yeah, you see, that's a very good example of a culture clash.
Lucky guy.
Because colored people do generally get married young. And they'll date for life. They'll stay together for life. I'm generalizing, obviously. Now, if the family is not after lobola, Lomjita, why is he wanting to pin himself up against that?
And also, if let's say the lady's got siblings that were never paid lobola for because they married other colored guys, why is he putting himself that pressure like on himself to pay lobola?
Sometimes it's easy to break up a relationship. Our partners and so bangbona ngihamba ngeBM ngisebenza emsebenzweni right to patala right angisho bazobuza umfazi ukuthi usebenza kuphi uhola kahle hey wonto ezinjalo so obvious my partner would agree then mawafika lapho zongifuna i 100,000 ngapha umuntu akona umtholana abantwana bayithu oh ukuthi abo baby 30 bona they never paid any cent for that ukuthi babe nabantwana nalomuntu lolo so when it agree ukuthi doesn't I'll take this child ngibayenza bam. So as of 100,000 plus 30,000 for which we shall have Antoine, Ubabaku. Everyone does in jail. He's a dozen of which has a bayaman to Amatas of Azkaba and Gaitu with my government's Ashati. Imalezo's charge was on. Hey,
Mm-hmm. Now I come from a understanding family. My family is so understanding. We once had this conversation with my mom, and she was like, if I'm happy, then she would never stand in my way. And I was like, even if Motuaka snatched it, I don't know. I entered into such a man, even my big brother, I was so surprised that my big brother said that. He was like, no, I was having a Motuaka grand. So it really depends on your family as a woman or now or a guy, how understanding they are and all of that.
So I was surprised to hear from my previous boss that in the Afrikaans culture, it is the responsibility of the family of the daughter to make sure that the wedding happens. So basically, if you have a daughter, I don't know how true this, maybe they also do things different, but that's what she told me. When you have a daughter, then you have to pay for the whole wedding for your daughter to get married. So my biggest issue is I understand there's people who take advantage of the lobola, but I feel like black men complain a lot about lobola, whereas other races never say anything about what they have to pay or what needs to be paid for them to get married. My 2 cents.
Yes, generally in white culture, the father of the bride bears the cost of the wedding.
This lobola thing, I agree with you, Sizwe. However, with the writing of regulation for lobola, my problem is that people who write regulation, I don't think, have a full understanding of African tradition practice and what needs to be appreciated and respected in that. I do feel that the adaption comes too much from us black people, and we shave a lot of who we are in the writing of these regulations governing who we are as native people, you know. So unfortunately, we are adapting, and yes, we have these mixed race couple situations, but for me, I'm so sure.
Just thought of another dynamic that comes out of a situation like this, where the guy marries into a higher class as opposed to the typically accepted, where the girl tries as much as possible to marry into the higher class. But there are guys that, whether planned or unplanned, end up in with the woman in a higher class. What happens often in that situation, if the woman stands up for him, the parents accept that this guy can only pay so much, and the father or the parents are of the mind that the child must make their own mistakes or live their own lives or live with the consequences of their own decision. Then they allow it because they're liberal, I guess, in that sense. But what often then happens is, especially if the man is a standout guy and is a hard worker, the father or the family would perhaps recognize that, you know what, this guy shows initiative, let's give him some money. Guess which is an absolute benefit for the family and the children that come out of that marriage. But the challenge, though, is what if the guy is not a noble guy and does not have noble intentions? I think what happens, even if you are a good guy, the thing about relationships, take away marriage and everything, man and woman, even man and man or woman and woman, relationships are about power, in a sense. And power is about ego. And each one of us want our egos stroked in a particular way, to a particular degree, if we are to survive, and if we are to be happy about each other and our contributions in our marriage or in our relationships. But when that ego is bruised, and I would suspect that even for a good man in a situation like that, the propensity of your ego being bruised because you are being funded by your wife's family, as opposed to your natural state as a man of being a provider, independent of your woman, it becomes a thing that can challenge a relationship and could also potentially lead to cheating, because now the man is looking for affirmation from women that don't even know where the money comes from. They just see it, and then they treat him like a king. Not that his wife would not be treating him like a king, but I think he probably feels that it's a lot more genuine in that sense. You know, it's got none of that dynamic of ish itamala kolinkainyu or ma peretswa kankainyu.
Lots to discuss and lots to think about.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.